Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
The Gillette Riders went down to Laramie yesterday to end the regular season with a doubleheader against the Laramie Rangers. The Riders already clinched the number 3 seed for the state tournament heading into the games, and Laramie was fighting for the 5th seed. Game 1 yesterday was one of the craziest games of the year for the Riders. Laramie got on the board first in the bottom of the second to go up 1-0. The Riders responded with 4 runs in the third to take a 4-1 lead, but the Rangers clawed their way back, getting a run in the third, and they got 5 in the fifth to go up 7-4. But the Riders came back with 4 runs in the top of the 6th, including an inside-the-park home run from Seth Peterson as Gillette took an 8-7 lead. However, Laramie had something up their sleeve as they got 4 runs in the bottom of the 6th, and those 4 runs would end up being the final score as the Rangers took Game 1 11-8. Moving to Game 2, the Riders' luck didn't change as the Rangers took a 2-1 lead to the bottom of the 4th. Then Laramie added 3 runs in the inning, and those would end up being the final runs in the game as the Riders suffer a 5-1 loss in Game 2 to end the regular season. Gillette was struck out 13 times in Game 1 and 10 times in Game 2. The Riders end the regular season with a 49-21 record and an 8-6 record in conference play. The Riders will head into the state tournament as the 3 seed, and they will go into the tournament as the defending state runner-ups after losing to the Cheyenne Sixers in the championship game last year. The Riders will face the 6th seed and the host team for the tournament, the Jackson Giants, in the first round on Monday. The Riders and Giants have met 3 times already this season, and Gillette has won each game. The schedule for the state tournament has not been released yet, but we will have all the Riders games for you in Jackson all next week on 93.3 The Legend. That's it for your Basin Radio Sports Update. I'm Colton DeBias.